Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Man, that music just cuts off really quickly. My guests this morning, Bruce Commins. He's the public affairs officer for NAS Pensacola, and he's brought with him Garrett DePuma, the deputy public affairs officer for NAS Pensacola. Guys, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Great to be here, number one. Secondly, that wind is absolutely insane. I got up this morning. I was thinking, are we in spring or are we heading back to fall? Because it was a little bit chilly and damp, but we're here. And loving the fact that we get to come on and talk about one of the things that's very near and dear to this community, and that's Naval Air Station Pensacola.
Yes. So what's going on at NAS Pensacola these days?
Well, one of the pride and joy of this area, came back in town after their winter practice. And so I think everybody knows we're talking about the Blue Angels right there. So that's the Naval Flight Demonstration Squadron. A fantastic organization, a lot of great people. But there's a lot of stuff about the installation that some people might not know. That's just one of the 126 tenant commands that are on base. And the installation itself, NAS Pensacola, we're providing support to individuals that are training the next generation of, aviation maintenance technicians, pilots. Mm-hmm. And a little known fact over at Corey Station, our cyber warfare personnel. There's a lot of interesting things always going on the base. But from the public facing side, obviously, we have the Navy's flagship program, one of those, and that's the Flight Demonstration Squadron. And the base itself is in a really unique position because a lot of military installations across the world, you can't just go on. It's not something that you're able to do. Mm-hmm. Here, though, we've got what we call areas of public interest, and that includes the Pensacola Lighthouse and Maritime Museum, which if you haven't been up there, it's kind of awesome. And it's a little bit of a climb to the top. And people have said that that's haunted. So you might want to do some homework on that and visit at some point. But the Pensacola Lighthouse and Maritime Museum is there. Also, the National Naval Aviation Museum. Absolutely outstanding organization on the installation that just is a chronology of the history of naval aviation. And since this base has been here for 110 years, you can imagine, how much stuff is jam-packed into that. Mm. Okay, and also we've got Fort Barrancas, right? So, there's a lot of historic sites to see, but pretty much a lot of people are coming and they want to see the Blue Angels fly. So we're going to talk a little bit about how you can access the installation during that. One of the first things I wanted to point out, however, is there's a lot of websites out there, a lot of social media sites that try to ensure that you're going to have the best viewing experience possible. All right. But I want to stress that the Naval Air Station Pensacola social media sites, I think you've got those, don't you, Garrett? Those are the ones which you're going to get the best information out of, mm-hmm. right? We're not talking about the dates of the practice or any, the autograph signings and stuff. Those are things that you can find. But Garrett, you want to run through those for me real quick? So we've got, we've got a Facebook, an Instagram, a Twitter, a LinkedIn. Those are all some things that we try to run and keep that information current. You want to give them those addresses there?
Yeah. So if you go on Facebook, you can find us at NAS Pecola, and it's the same on Twitter as well. For Instagram, you're going to look at NAS Pensacola, and LinkedIn is going to be NAS-Pensacola.
Right there. So that's those are the primary vehicles that we're going to use to push out information about the about how to access the installation. Now, that being said, Blue Angels usually practice a good two times a week from now till November.
Right.
So anybody that's from the area, they're going to be well aware of how congested traffic can get around the base at the, you know, during those times. So we want to run through a few things like that, just talk about how the how that traffic flow impacts the installation, as well as what you can do to make sure that we're, you know, keeping in line and making sure that the individuals that work there are able to get onto the facility, because it backs up considerably, especially during the summer months. Hey, but it's spring break right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I haven't been down to the beach. Is it crazy on there?
It was a little crazy this weekend. I was down there a couple times, and it was a little crazy. The flow over onto the beach is actually really good, but then getting parked, finding your spot, that's where it got a little tricky.
Oh, yeah,
took a little time.
That's one of the things that we run into here at the base as well, because it presents a very viable option for individuals. Like, you know, you've done your two beach days and you might want to do something that's air conditioned. You head on over to the museum, right? Mm-hmm. So that's always an option that people have looked at. So anyway, the practice dates and times for the Naval Flight Demonstration Squad and the Blue Angels, the best place to look for those is going to be at the Blue Angels website, and that's blueangels.navy.mil. All right, so check that out. That'll give you the practice times. Another great website that you can use to do that, which piggybacks directly off of the Blue Angels, which is the official site for it all, is the navalaviationmuseum.org/blueangels. Again, that's navalaviationmuseum.org/blueangels. They're going to give you all of the dates that they're coming, that they're going to be having a practice that's going to be able to be viewed from the area. Now, there's a lot of different areas where people can view these practices, okay? I mean, you don't have to be on the installation to do it. I've heard a lot of people going over to Pensacola Beach. Have you seen it from Pensacola Beach side?
I have,
not ever seen that.
It's incredible. It really is. The last show was amazing.
Yeah, no, the Pensacola Beach Air Show, that's a whole nother animal. And that's something we're going to talk about later, because we've got the competing show in the area, and that's the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show this year. So we're putting together some really fun stuff for that. But just watching these practices, a lot of people will take the opportunity to do that. And it is a lot of fun. We enjoy having everybody come on board, you know, to see these. But there are some basic rules that we got to follow on that. So we've seen as many as 5,000 visitors in a 2 to 3 hour period come on the installation.
Wow.
You know, and that's, once again, you can only access the installation as a non-Department of Defense identification card holder through the West Gate. That's at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway, right? That gate is going to be open from 9 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon each day. And that's, you know, that's Saturday through Sunday. That's every day. But the Blues only practice on certain days, but you can still visit the museum and the lighthouse as well as Fort Barrancas, okay? That being said, base, you can kind of look at it like this. The base is kind of divided in half, okay? Half of it's, you know, a side that you can only access with that DOD ID card. The other side, it's going to be open to the public, and those include your areas of public interest. You know, so bear that in mind when you're coming up to the air station, and follow the direction of the Naval Security Forces personnel. They're professional at what they do, and just like everybody else on the NAS Pensacola team, they're invested in ensuring your safety and welfare, the visitors to the installation, as well as those that work there. You know, so treat them nice. They're a great bunch of men and women who've chosen to serve their country in a civilian capacity, as well as some of them are active duty. All right. One of the main things that you're going to want to do, especially if people are coming from out of town, drop this into your maps function on your mobile device. Search, you know, Naval Air Station Pensacola. We've had some issues with the Google, you know, Google Maps function that could route you through the front gate. Bear in mind, the front gate is only available to Department of Defense identification card holders. All right. If you go to the front gate, that is going to flip you around, and it slows up traffic, you know, considerably. So make sure you're coming into the West Gate. That's at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway. All right. Once again, that's going to be at 9. And we're wanted to ask people, a lot of people, especially on some of the, you know, autograph signing days or something like that at the museum after the practice session, they'll try to queue up as early as possible to get that. That's not something that's permissible, actually. So, you know, obey all traffic regulations when you're approaching the air station. That's one of the things we would like to stress. Because, you know, it can get pretty crowded out that back gate. You know, I always tell everybody when they're checking in, we do a little bit of an in-doc session. And I always let everybody know on practice days, if you go out that back gate, it could be in a good hour and a half wait for you to get back on board. So try to bring your lunch with you that day instead of heading out in town. Yeah, you know,
that's a good point.
Yeah. So any searching NAS Pensacola on the mobile app should divert you over to the West Gate. Just bear in mind, look at the Blue Angel Parkway if that doesn't show up, and get a spot closest to that gate, and that'll get you on board. So you can get a couple of different routes on that. But just make sure you're heading toward the West Gate. Once again, the main gate is only for DOD-affiliated ID card holders. That includes some pre-vetted contractors and visitors to Barrancas National Cemetery. You know, in the circumstance that you are going to be attending a funeral service at Barrancas National Cemetery, it's important that you go through the front gate. All right? The back gate, once again, that traffic can be pretty intense. And don't want anybody to miss, you know, saying goodbye to a loved one that served honorably in our United States Armed Forces. So basically, if you're coming up to the front gate and you're on that unauthorized, you know, list, meaning you don't have a DOD ID card, you're not a pre-vetted contractor, or going to the cemetery for a service, you're going to get flipped around. It's going to divert you. The security guards at the front gate are going to divert you to the West Gate. So make sure that you're just, if you're going in to visit, watch the Blue Angels, just go through the West Gate. That's going to be the best way to do that. Now, there's also a couple other things here about coming on through the West Gate once again that wanted you guys to be aware of. Garrett, you want to run us through a little bit of that?
Yeah, so you just want to make sure that everybody that's coming on has a state-issued driver's license or passport, any kind of, any single government-issued ID card. If you're 18 or over and a U.S. citizen. Additionally, if you're driving a vehicle, you have to have a valid driver's license. And if anybody is a foreign national, they must be escorted by a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, now that's something that you know, we've run into in the past, because the Blue Angels, it's world famous. They say that, and they truly are.
Right.
We get a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls from individuals that are visiting from other countries that want to come on board. And just so everybody's aware, you're not allowed access unless you're escorted by a U.S. citizen. Once again, that's going to be through the West Gate. All right. So just remember, on, you know, we're talking about the gates and all that. That's 9 through 3 daily, 9 a.m. through 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And on Gulf Beach Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, that intersection can get highly congested. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of neighborhoods in that area, and sometimes that can be an issue for, you know, the individuals that are living in that area. So when we say we would like everybody to adhere to local traffic regulations, you know, take that on yourself to make sure that you follow the rules that are posted. And not blocking the intersections is a huge thing. That's something that we've dealt with in the past, and we're always looking to find better solutions for, and we maintain a very great relationship with the city of Pensacola and, you know, some of our, I'm sorry, pardon me, please, the commissioners, you know, in that area. And we're always looking for solutions to that. But in a realistic sense, the traffic is always going to congest there. So we just ask everybody to make sure that they're staying aware of what's going on in that area, as well as being courteous to their neighbors and whatnot. So just try not to block those intersections while you're waiting to come on and watch the world-famous Blue Angels. Right? One of the other big things that we've got going on with visiting the air station, and Garrett, you might want to run us through a little bit of this right here, is the access isn't always going to be guaranteed. Number one, anything that we've got that, like there's a change, like maybe weather is going to preclude a practice session that day, we're going to put that out on the app as well as on our social media platforms. But also there's only so many vehicles that we can get on board right there. So
yeah, Bruce, so we've got about 1500 parking spaces. That's 1,500. So once we've reached that parking cap, security will actually start turning people away.
Yeah. So, you know, just remember, you've only got 1,500 spots that we can do on that. Now, what we're going to do is work with security and work with the National Naval Aviation Museum to put that information out via our social media, as well as, and there's a new way we're looking at doing this, if you want to.
Yeah, we actually have an app now. It's called the Commander Navy Region Southeast app. That is, if you search CNRSE on the Apple App Store or Google Play, that'll pop up. And you can follow NAS Pensacola to stay updated with everything that we're doing.
Yeah, that's got the capability of putting out some real-time alerts. So we'll definitely look a little bit about that. Now, in case you haven't seen that also, we post some pictures and stuff that are going on. We had a visitor to the installation a couple of weeks ago that got some significant social media time after visiting that. And that was none other than the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yes.
Lou Ferrigno. Yes. Don't know if you saw this on our social media, but some of those blew up. And Captain Terry Village Shishati, he is the commanding officer at Naval Air Station Pensacola and a native New Yorker. And apparently Mr. Lou Ferrigno, a.k.a. the Hulk, also a New Yorker. Yep. So they had a great time New York talking. Yeah. That was a really interesting conversation and a thing to do. But anyway, we had some pictures of that on the app and all that. But we're encouraging people to get out there. Once again, that's searching CNRSE. That's CNRSE on the Google Play or the iStore, Apple App Store. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, getting to meet Lou Ferrigno. He came in the studio for an on-air, and man, just truly inspirational. Great guy.
You know, not a young man, but still look phenomenal.
Yeah, he still gets his reps in. He works out a little bit.
You know, it was something else. We had a great time visiting with him. Showed him a lot of different stuff about the base. Like I was saying before, there's 126 tenant commands on the installation. And where did we take him over to? Where was that? We took him over to, basically, there's guys that are going through firefighting schools, aircraft firefighting, and shipboard firefight, or ship aircraft carrier firefighting scenarios, or even shore-based as well. But we took him over there, did that. Took him over to security department, as well as to the... and had a little bit of a social gathering over at the Mustin Beach Club and all that. And he was absolutely loving it. Had a great time being on board the air station and is looking forward to coming back.
Yeah.
All right.
A couple things I wanted to kind of go back over in case somebody's just joining us. You can get on the base for these practice runs, but you have to be 18. You have to have that government issued ID, and if you are a foreign national, you are authorized access, but you have to be escorted by a U.S. citizen. Am I right on all those?
That's right.
All right, that sounds good. Just want to definitely let the people know that, and I will put all this in the notes for the podcast. Check that out at newsradio923.com shortly after the interviews today. So my guest this morning, Bruce Cummins and Garrett DePuma from the Public Affairs Office at NAS Pensacola. If you have any questions, we have just a few moments left, 437-1620. It's Pensacola Expert Panel. Back to you, Bruce.
No.
sorry.
Nope. Thought you were cutting to some tunes there. See, as a former DJ and all that. I do know that. Yeah, I ran American Forces Network radio stations, radio and TV.
Very cool.
Sitting behind this side, and one of my great taglines on that was face for radio. That was a liner I always used to introduce it. So,
yep. You know. Mama always said I had a face for radio.
No, I love it. Radio is such a great medium, and you guys do an absolutely fantastic job here. This partnership that we've got, being on, some of the radio stations and with the TV stations, it speaks volumes to the way the community perceives the installation. You know, they love the installation. And I just want to throw out there that we actually adore them as well. The community is such an integral part of this base. And, is so much so that, the partnerships that we've got with local civic governmental agencies, the mayor, county commissioners, the school district, local law enforcement, healthcare, and fire and emergency services, it's unparalleled. And we rely heavily on all of that, as they do us right here. The total Escambia County economic impact, from the base being here, is over $6 billion. All right. Hey, you know, that's according to the Florida Military and Defense Economic Impact Summary from 2022. But there's the tie-in between the community and the base is so significant. And on behalf of the installation, I just wanted to, you know, give a thank you to this community that welcomes us. And once again, we'd like to welcome you, you know, come to our base, see the areas of public interest. Now, we do have one massive event that happens every year, which I'm sure a lot of people are aware of. And we're not talking about that Pensacola Beach Air Show. You know, forget about that one, okay? But the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. So this is home. This is where they're based out of. You've been to that one, I'm sure, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Garrett, on the other hand, he had his first time last year. So from the insider perspective, you got to see how much that entails, and that's a significant amount of work. Now, not to give away too much of anything, but we've got some very unique things coming on board for this next air show, for this year's 2024 Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. That's going to be November 1st and 2nd.
Cool. Real quick, before we run out of time, we do have a caller on the line, David from Gulf Breeze. What's your question this morning, David?
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble with this app, and I'm very interested in getting it because I'd like to come to the museum and different things of this nature, and I was hoping I could download it. But when I put in the CNRSE, the first thing that comes up is U.S. Army ASFAB Challenge app.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
think it's an Army app.
No?
And I went to Google Play Store and put in those letters, CNRSE as an elephant.
Oh, right.
What's the actual name of the
It's Commander.
Yeah, maybe I can pull it up by the name.
Yeah, Commander Navy Region Southeast. All right, that is
okay.
the name of the app. Yeah, now speaking phonetically is a little bit of a challenge sometimes, especially in this, you know, this mode of communication. But that would be Commander Navy Region Southeast. All right. Now that app, there's a couple things about it that if we've got a second, I wanted to just run over real quick. It's going to ask you for a location. Now, what that actually means is there's like seven different installations underneath Commander Navy Region Southeast. So when you sign up for that, it's not a way that they're tracking where you are or anything like that. It's more designed so you'll be able to get alerts. Like Jacksonville doesn't really particularly concern us right now. We're concentrated with Pensacola. So if you put in that, then it's going to tailor anything that we put out. So you'll get that vice the Mayport or Jacksonville or NAS Key West information.
Cool. All right. David, thank you so
much. I put in Commander Region Southeast and the Navy Region Southeast came up. You think maybe that's the name of the app?
That would be the one.
Commander,
yes, sir.
Says Navy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Navy Region Southeast comes right up. I'm about to install it. Y'all keep up the good work. Love the base.
Hey, right. thanks so much.
Sir. Thanks for listening. And somebody just texted in, are we allowed to bring our kids under 18 years of age?
Oh, yeah, children.
Any limit to that?
We encourage it. In this day and age of STEM, or now it's STEAM, right?
STEAM. The arts, yeah.
We love it because a lot of what they're doing is technical and just exposing, you know, young individuals to that. You know, that only helps us grow as an organization as well as it helps these individuals.
Great. Awesome. And the Blue Angels Homecoming Show, when was that again? November?
That's going to be November 1st and 2nd.
All right.
Not going to give away a lot on that, but keep it on the radar. We got some really neat stuff kicking this year.
Awesome. Great. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule this morning and joining us. Thank you for what you do, your sacrifice, and your service. My guests this morning, Bruce Commins, the Public Affairs Officer for NAS Pensacola, and Garrett DePuma, the Deputy Public Affairs Officer for NAS Pensacola. Thank you so much, guys. We're going to be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel. Malcolm Ballinger coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere.